What was that?
Oh, I was telling Dad about the duck attack.
The duck attack?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually a quack attack.
Oh, we had a quack attack, huh?
Some say she's the old lady who feeds the ducks. But we know the truth. She just looks like her. Maybe.
Drives a car, it looks like her or something.
Because even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
And this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Yes. And today, we went to the park.
High Park in Derby, Kansas.
You don't... What? Now you don't want people finding out where we live, and now you're going to say that much?
Well, they know where we live? I thought they all knew where we lived.
You want to be careful about this stuff, and then you go and do something like that.
Okay, we'll take it off. Don't
then how come
okay,
you say, no, we're just going to continue?
No.
You'll do the same thing. Hey, Vaughn, I typed your name in on the internet, and it said where you live. And I'm like, where'd you do that? I just inputted the numbers. And I'm like, oh, my goodness sake. So we pulled up at the park.
Yep.
And we're surrounded by ducks.
I mean, there was like probably 60 ducks or more.
It
at
was,
my door.
It was
at
over
my
30. Easily.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm cracking open a Red Thunder. That's the Aldi's Red Bull. And the ducks didn't do this for everybody else. I think in the lady
must drive
who feeds
a white
the ducks
car.
Must drive like a white SUV.
I mean, they were coming up over the hill. It looked like it was dinner time.
So we were there because of what? Why were we there at the park?
Well, we wanted to go for a walk, and Vaughn got some new mic gear and a, what's it called, the thing that makes it loud? Intercom.
PA system.
A PA system, and he wanted to try it out and get some good pictures doing stand-up, so there's a real nice...
So I handed you my phone, and it's recording video, and you did what?
I thought I was taking pictures.
So you started pushing the button
yeah.
to stop the video
yeah.
and restart the video.
Yeah.
So I look at my phone, I've got three-second videos all over the place.
Sorry.
But
then I did really good.
I think
good.
We sorted it out. I'm kind of messing with them a little bit, you know.
Anyways, updating his site. So he can get some new
profile to get... Because my thinking is that with the city's only comedy club closing, that could open the door for more private shows. You know, people paying comedians to come by their house. Yeah, it'd be great if you engage with the podcast instead of doodling in a notebook. What are you drawing now?
An arrow pointing to you. Hire him.
No, oh my
to do
goodness
stand
sake.
Up, please.
You're so weird. It hurts me. You know that?
Oh, hush.
So did you have any other adventures this week?
I went to the grocery store. I went shopping. TJ Maxx, that's fun. I like to go there.
You went there unsupervised.
I know. I had fun.
That means there's no telling what kind of crazy spending she's going to do. And what else?
What else did I do this week?
We got to work on you getting some adventures. We're talking about throwing axes or pickleball. One of the two, what would you choose? What would the listeners have Mom do? Do you want to see her throw an axe or play pickleball?
They're going to say throw an axe.
Now, people are saying that the pickleball thing is a noise nuisance.
Yeah, it's loud.
A lot of noise pollution, a lot of popping sounds.
You can get rich if you can invent a way to make it quieter.
Well, I think you have to line the outside of the court with a sound deadening material, things like that.
I don't know.
The things that cause a lot of noise, hard surfaces without any absorbing materials. If we did this podcast in a downstairs on the hardwood floor, it would be problematic in places because the carpet absorbs things. Drapes, curtains, couches over there absorb sound and
yeah.
make things sound less echoey. You go into a bathroom that has if you take the rugs out of the bathroom and talk in there, you'll notice a big echo compared to if you have the rugs in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I mean, I wish I had that's the more you know, but.
The more you know with Vaughn Fry. We should be experts, right?
Yeah. Remember that drop? They call that a drop. Yeah, they do. Okay, well, I want to get into the news. Do you have some news stories?
Sure. What do you want to start with?
All right, first up, we don't have a review yet. It's been a little while since we've had a review, and that is a bit annoying, but it seems like some people are confused about how to leave reviews on on Apple Podcasts, you got to go, you open Apple Podcasts, you go to, you start typing Even My Mom, and I swear we'll have the only search result there. Even My Mom has a podcast. Scroll down a bit, it'll say ratings and reviews. You tap the 5 stars and you write a review below.
Okay.
And then I will make her read it. It's that simple.
I will read it.
It's
got to be PG, though.
You said unless it's naughty.
PG-13
I think it takes a few days for them to approve reviews.
Okay.
They're not going to let you say anything too bad.
Good.
I think that's the case. So
I won't say it.
That's what I will say about that. On the news side of things, sometimes I try to use this Microsoft Start app for news, and it just doesn't want to save all the news articles. But here's something interesting. NASA discovers giant question mark where universe failed to render correctly.
I saw that too. I was going to show it to you.
Okay, so you had that written down as a
news item? No, I saw it and I was going to pull it up on my iPad.
People are saying it's proof that we are in a simulation, that the it failed
yeah,
to
right.
load that section of space, so it just left a question mark there.
No, I read that it says it's like it happened. I mean, it's out there. It's like two things exploded or something or came
together. Something exploded and it.
But they said that's
in
nature.
A loop
that's
and then
natural
it had a dot
made.
Below it.
Yeah, it's naturally made because you can find all kinds of shapes. They said you can find commas and semicolons and all kinds of stuff out there.
Not comas.
Mike can find it coma too.
All right, what kind of news story you got there?
Well, I was just going to talk about Maui on fire. That's horrible.
Maui on fire? Who's that?
Maui in Hawaii. You heard about the horrible fire there?
It's on. You sounded like you were saying somebody's name.
No, it's on fire. It's awful. It's a good wildfire. Catastrophic wildfire. It's horrible. They say right now, at least 36 people have died. People are having to like walk miles to get, and they end up in the ocean because there's nowhere else to go. They're getting them out of the ocean.
I'm no expert on the ocean, but I think the ocean tends to put out fires.
Well, yeah, of course. But they're losing their homes.
You have a boat if you live there, right, Shirley?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's really bad. So our hearts go out to everybody in Maui. If you have friends in Maui or people are on vacation in Maui, I can imagine they're trying to get people back on airplanes and get them out of there and bad.
All right, so it's not something that you think is good.
No, I do not think it's good. I really would love, if I got to go to anywhere in Hawaii, I always wanted to go to Maui, so.
All right, let's talk about something I think you will think is good.
What?
Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk prepare to square off, but Elon Musk said he may have to have some surgery. We've had a lot of news on this. Zuckerberg has put out a date. He said, I think August 26th or 28th, one of the two.
For what?
And for their fight. They want to have a cage fight.
Not really.
Now, here's the problem. Elon Musk, he wants to put it like broadcasted on X, what he renamed Twitter. And it's funny because people are saying he tweeted on X. It's because it's like, what do you, he X'd on X, like what he posted. But Zuckerberg probably wants it streaming on Facebook either way.
You know what? It's not tweeted anymore. If there's no Twitter, we don't tweet.
That's what I know. That's why, right? I'm still calling it Twitter. So what? Elon Musk would get all of the views if it was on X, but maybe Zuckerberg would be like, or you could watch it on Facebook, you know, something like that, or
there
Threads or whichever.
But it's not called Facebook anymore. What's
it called? It's still called Facebook.
Oh, I thought they changed it.
What did you think? Okay, what did you think they changed Facebook to? Bookface?
No, what's the other one that changed?
They made one called Threads.
Threads, but
and that's the problem. That's Threads steps on Twitter, and that's why they're squaring off.
Oh, brother.
Now, here's the thing. Elon, quite a bit older, quite a bit heavier.
Maybe you'll just set on him.
Perhaps a more inexperienced fighter. Zuckerberg has been training lately.
Has he?
Yes. He's got the resources to train, and he's training up for this. Well, Elon Musk says he trains for this, but I don't think he actually is. We don't seem to have video of him training. Who would you put the money on? Where would C-Roof put the money?
Musk.
Do you want to say why?
Yeah, because he's heavier and he's older.
Well, I think because he's from Joburg.
What's Joburg?
Johannesburg.
Oh.
It's like a really rough city.
You think
city.
They fight dirty there?
I think he's been in more fights than Zuckerberg.
You're probably right.
That's my guess there. So I would put money on him for that reason.
Okay, me too.
All right.
So we can't bet against each other.
All right, now what would you... suggest here for another story?
Well, the Virgin Galactic flight went up today, and
everybody lived.
Yeah, they looked happy. They were having fun. The young girl got to go up, and that's neat. That's the first time they've done it didn't cost anything.
A mother-daughter.
It was a prize. Yeah, a drawing for that. And I was going to ask you, would you go up if you won one, or?
If you went with me so we could podcast about it. Why not? I mean, they did a mother-daughter thing already, right?
Yeah, so you wouldn't go by yourself?
I feel like that the future of this could have been super fast transportation. Like, yeah, you want to get from Japan to New York City pretty quick?
Right.
Well, hey, fly up into space, land here, now you got it done in 30 minutes.
Well, it's probably going to happen that way.
If you can land and take off anywhere, because they're launching this off the back of a commercial plane anyway?
Yeah, some kind of plane.
So this could be a quick way to do some traveling, but instead it's a space tourism thing that I think people are going to kind of get over pretty quick. Like right now, it's no big deal if you cross the Atlantic Ocean. Hundreds of years ago, that was few and far between. We're able to pull that off.
Right.
Right. So maybe at some point people are traveling space multiple times a day. I'm like, oh man, I have to go to Mars in 5 minutes. This sucks. Like that could be the thing.
That's
why
it's going
right?
to be. It's like that in Star Trek.
Actually, I would think it's more likely we never get there because we're kind of doomed as a society, and it doesn't look like we're going to be building things to increase travel.
Oh, you sound like Debbie
travel.
Downer.
I'm not Debbie.
You're Vaughn Downer.
I have an Aunt Debbie.
You
so that's my thoughts
Aunt Debbies.
On that.
You have a great Aunt Debbie and an Aunt Debbie.
So they landed, they took off, what, around New Mexico, and they, what, land about there?
I don't
there,
know if they landed, but I saw pictures of them.
So you're assuming they didn't explode.
Well, they didn't explode getting launched. I don't know if they have coming back or not.
All right, well, here's something. The GameCube, Nintendo GameCube, instruction manual had advice everybody ignored. The GameCube had, this came out, I think, 2001 or 2. The GameCube comes out 2001, and it had a piece of advice in the instruction manual asking you to take a break. I'm trying to pull the... Why can't people write articles with the information in clear sight?
Do you like the way he skipped around saying if he would go up in space or not?
I said if you went. Otherwise, I don't really care that much.
Are you afraid?
I don't feel like it justifies all the prep or, you know, pain. You go up there for 3 minutes, you don't really get to do much.
For the experience, son.
The experience of saying you went to space?
Yeah. Would you parachute out of an airplane?
You're not parachuting out of an airplane.
I really
so why should
I
have
wanted to. Now I can't.
No, that's a great excuse right there.
But I really wanted to.
And why can't you? So go ahead and tell us.
Because I had neck surgery, and that's one of the things they told me I can't do.
No more parachuting?
Yeah, I have screws in my neck.
Okay, so here it is. The GameCube instruction manual recommends users take a break every hour, even if they don't think they need it.
Really?
Every
hour. That would
hour.
Kill you guys.
I think I've read elsewhere it's like every 3 hours or something. Refocus your eyes on something
well,
in the distance, something like that. But every hour is a little, that's
you
a
should,
little too intense.
You should
can't,
get up and walk around. Because
look, if a movie's over an hour long, you should be accustomed to sitting and watching something for over an hour, I would think, right? So possibility on that.
I'd be fine with getting up every hour in a movie.
You have another story to trade off of?
Let's see. I think I've about got it. I'm just talking about inflation. Everything costing so much. It's getting crazy.
Everything costs a ridiculous amount. You're better off spending your money right now because in like next week it will be worth less, you know?
Well, that's no doubt.
You don't want to have your money sitting in savings. You want to buy Air Jordan shoes and then wait for something bad to happen to Michael Jordan and then you cash out.
Oh, you know what else I heard?
Oh, you heard something?
Yeah, right, Conway. Sure. Is it what's his name?
West
that was married.
Kanye.
Kanye. They say he stinks. That he's got really bad BO and he's wearing these clothes that like
make
him
you sweat more.
Yeah, and he doesn't like to take a shower. Oh, wouldn't you really love to be
they
dating
say,
him?
They say Brad Pitt smells bad also.
Oh, I could take Brad Pitt smelling bad. I'm sorry.
You could take Brad Pitt smelling bad.
Well, I'd risk it.
They have a phrase, risk it for the biscuit.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but they say they will also use it in football. No risk it, no biscuit, mm-hmm. something like that. So you have to throw the ball, but you might get an interception, you might get a touchdown.
Right.
Indiana mom dies of water toxicity after drinking too much water on vacation.
Sad. That's very sad.
I guess it took her a while. It says like 4th of July weekend. Let's see.
Well, she had a bad headache.
She was severely dehydrated July 7th. I'm thinking she passed soon, you know, recently. So maybe about a month later almost. Had a headache after being dehydrated, then drank too much.
Yeah, she drank.
They said
four
bottles. I don't know what a bottle constitutes here, but four bottles in less than 30 minutes. So, do you want to have the water challenge? We'll see who can drink the most water.
No, that's silly.
There was a girl who, we're tying this back to Nintendo, the root of all evil. There was a girl back when the Nintendo Wii came out, a radio station had kids drink, who could drink the most water, and they'd win a Wii, and a girl died because she drank too much water.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That's awful.
That's back in the day there, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, these stories, they always seem to tie together in some weird way, don't they?
Yes.
And that's a... Oh, hey, so we also have weird Netflix stuff here. Netflix has a movie they're working on called Rebel Moon.
What's that about?
It looks like Netflix's plan to make a sort of Star Wars clone, like in a way, like they're going to, they're going to try to make a big epic, I guess, straight to Netflix,
movie?
Super expensive, Star Wars type movie thing. Here.
Oh.
I think that's the plan.
Rebel Moon. Huh?
Yeah. We might be on the lookout for that. I think it's going to be kind of Star Wars like, or that's the intention, you know, have maybe establish their own universe. They don't really have an IP that's homegrown. They have to acquire things that are available. And a lot of times that results in bad live action anime adaptations. So none of the stuff you've seen, but trust me, it's not pleasant.
Right.
Have you watched any Netflix movies lately that you thought were particularly good or anything?
Oh, I can't remember.
I thought I saw you watching something with John Cena and Jackie Chan in it.
Yes, we did.
Did you fall asleep?
I didn't fall asleep, but I was doing something. I think I was reading a novel.
Can you tell me the name of this movie?
I have no idea.
I do know it has Strike in the title.
First Strike?
That was a 1997 Jackie Chan movie. That was not it.
Jackie Chan is aging. I'll say that for him.
Does he still flip around and can climb stuff?
Yeah, he's still funny.
Can he climb things?
Yeah.
Can he climb better than John Cena?
Let's put it this way. The bloopers were better than the movie.
That can be the case with Jackie Chan's stuff. Yeah. A lot of times the storyline's not so interesting so much, but you watch for the stunt stuff, you know?
The bloopers.
Yep. The bloopers. I think they're called outtakes. It's bloopers if people crack up in the middle.
Oh, okay.
That's bloopers. Like, hey, so let me tell you about the Siamese elephant. Everybody starts
outtakes.
Laughing, right?
Sorry.
I think it's outtakes.
Okay, well, I'm not a movie guy like you are.
Here's another bit of gaming news here. Tiny Device breathes new life into old PlayStations. This company, 8BitDo, I have a remote control from them. Tyler has some controllers
from
them.
I like that name.
8BitDo.
Mm-hmm.
Too many idiots on YouTube pronounce it 8BitDo instead of dough. It's supposed to be dough like Nintendo.
Yeah.
They can't seem to figure that out.
Well, D-O also is do.
I don't think you should be saying it that way.
I know, but maybe they're not as intelligent as you are.
So they have this device and
it's
it kind of gives you like, I think it's Bluetooth capability to use like your new PlayStation controller on an old PlayStation. If one were so inclined.
Cool.
I think it looks like it'll work on a PlayStation 2 as well.
Are you going to get one?
No, I can't find my original PlayStation. Tyler has the PlayStation 2. They don't hook up to a modern TV very well.
Hmm.
But a lot of games that do come to the stuff.
What's the one I had to wait at Walmart all night for?
Xbox 360.
And I was a good mom that night.
And it lasted one weekend. And then its replacement lasted one weekend, and its replacement lasted one weekend. And at one point, I lost track of how many of those broke.
Oh. Yeah, you got a bunch. They kept sending you them,
They kept sending me. I think I had seven total. I think the seventh one worked and still works, and that's the Star Wars edition.
I think I was the second one in line to
I've really lost track them. On those, on how many of them broke. But some people online, they're like, hey, what's your favorite game console? And some people are like, Xbox 360. I'm like, no, because the console itself is flawed and has problems. That can't be your favorite game console. Even if some of your favorite games came on it, I would say The original Xbox never broke on me, never had any problems. The controllers
you
never
still
broke.
Have it?
No, because unfortunately, I think I traded it into GameStop.
Probably.
But I did get it pretty cheap in like January at Best Buy, and it had three games included. And that was a pretty cheap way to get into that, so that was nice. But the Xbox One's not so bad. Haven't had much issue with that, but the controllers are unreliable.
Yeah. Do you remember your first Nintendo? I remember when we got that.
That's one of my earliest memories.
That was fun.
I do recall Dad putting the NES in the back of, I think, the little red car we had, which I don't remember what kind of car that is, but I'm guessing the company is still not around.
Oh, what was it?
Might have been Suzuki.
Probably.
Or Isuzu, maybe?
I think it was an Isuzu. Red Isuzu.
And at the time, I thought $100 was like
a
the most
money.
You could have. I thought you can't have more than $100. Like, that's how much a Nintendo costs. That's got to be the most money one can have. Like,
right. Did we get it?
All.
Was it Christmas or was it some? Did we just get it for
I
you
think
guys?
It was just get it.
It was probably our anniversary. We used to be so broke, we'd get the kids presents on our anniversary.
I think
you
realized that if your kids didn't have a Nintendo soon, everybody in the neighborhood would call like Child Protective Services on you guys.
No, we spoiled you guys.
So that's when we got that. I don't remember when we got the Super Nintendo. It was for Christmas, but I can't remember if it was 91 or 92 or maybe even 93. But we got the NES in 89. I'm pretty sure of that. And it had a red orange zapper. Mm-hmm. Originally, they had a gray zapper and they had a robot.
I remember where you shoot the
ducks.
That
and
was fun.
But you didn't shoot the duck. What'd you shoot?
I thought I shot the duck.
No, you didn't shoot you shot the dog.
I did not.
Yeah, you shot the dog that heckles you. Yes, you did.
Mom shoots the dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, why wouldn't you, right?
Right.
The duck hunting thing, that's one of Nintendo's first games.
That was fun.
Started out with like a golf simulator and a duck shooting gun game like that.
Those guns were pretty big.
In like
big.
The 70s. And then they made stuff at the arcade, you know, smaller. You go to the arcade and you play. And I think maybe their first arcade, well, maybe it's not the first arcade game, but it's close to it would be the Donkey Kong where you play as Mario, but they call him Jumpman. He didn't mention as Mario by name in the game.
Called him Jumpman, huh?
One word, too, I think. Jumpman.
Man? Was it man or
Jumpman? Not Mon, like Jumpman, but man. I think it's written as one word.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's kind of the way that sort of thing went. And
a little trip down memory lane there.
Yeah, well, I was saying the original NES had a robot that came with it because there was a video game crash in North America in 1983. And the Atari stuff was not doing well. There was a rumor that they buried in the desert a bunch of ET games that didn't sell.
That's the year you were born.
No, it's not.
It's the year we got married. Sorry, I always mix those up.
Your husband also.
No.
And that has me concerned.
No, but it wasn't long before we
at any rate, they actually did bury the stuff in the desert. And people unearthed it a few years ago. There was a documentary about it. And they start digging the desert and they find ET video games down there. They did, yeah.
Really? It happened?
It actually happened, yeah. And so they were concerned.
You have to go hide the games.
They were concerned that people weren't going to buy any new games. Like the NES was way more powerful and did better stuff, and you had better games for it than what Atari did. Way better sound. The sound actually makes a huge difference. The older stuff, all they do is like beep, 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 boop. It's like that's about it. You can actually kind of have music with NES. Well, they didn't think people would buy a video game system necessarily, so they had to have some other attachment. And they had a robot, and you could hook the robot up, and he stacked cups.
Yeah.
He kind of like, it's called like Gyromite was one of the games. I think he spun tops or something.
Was it
or
white robot?
Things. He's kind of gray.
Okay.
The color scheme for the NES called the Famicom in Japan.
How do you remember all
is
this?
Is like a off white and red, like a maroon color. So they have like a different color robot too, I think.
Okay.
They have a different color robot controllers and all that stuff than what they do in North America.
But you never had that robot.
I've never seen the robot.
Okay.
I think it may have even came with the power pad, where that was something that came quickly with it. Uncle Vaughn's daughters had the power pad.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and that was like almost like Dance Dance Revolution before Dance Dance. Okay. Instead of dancing, you pushed buttons and you ran track and field.
Okay.
And you're doodling again.
I'm making a cowboy.
To signify what?
I don't know.
That you want to see the Cowboys play some preseason football?
Oh, that'd be fun. I'm ready for football. I'm ready for cool weather and football. That's
cool weather?
Yes.
Because it's been hundreds around
here. Yeah, I like fall and I like spring. And I'm ready for fall.
I don't know a whole lot about what's going on in NFL preseason. So I can't really report on that. Maybe we need to find somebody to be like our NFL correspondent, right?
Yeah, that's fun.
Throw to Susie Colbert over there with this NFL, whatever. Or we just like add some clip and be like, act like that they're talking to us.
Yeah, right? That'd be good.
Let's go to Shaq and Charles, get the lowdown on the NBA game. Right?
What about your guy that you listen to? He doesn't have a partner yet, does he? What's his name?
I was going to get to that.
Skip Bayless.
There is some news about who could possibly be joining Skip Bayless. There's talk that Michael Irvin will join him for 100 episodes in the coming year or something. Mm-hmm. And maybe he'll have sort of a rotating chair. He's supposed to be getting back his show. I guess it'll be called Undisputed still, but maybe just Undisputed with Skip. I don't know. It'll come back at the end of August.
Okay.
And we'll see because they haven't made a big announcement about who's going to be there. Michael Irvin being there, going to be a lot of Cowboys talk. He wants to talk about the Cowboys.
Does Skip like Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he played for the Cowboys.
Well, I knew he liked the Cowboys, but I didn't know if he liked him or not.
Well, the point is, you need somebody to butt heads with Skip. But if both of them like the Cowboys, what are we going to do?
We're going to have a cowboy show.
Really. I think he's going to make the call and get people that he agrees with, really, instead of somebody that is going to push back.
He needs to have somebody that he can argue with, because I think you guys like to listen to him argue.
I think that a lot of times on these sports debate shows, they're not...
Debate, not argue, that's right.
I don't think that they actually have the positions that they purportedly present. I think a lot of people acted like Shannon Sharp was so great. The truth is, I think Skip Bayless called all the shots and he would take a position that he wanted, and then it was up to Shannon to take the opposite, regardless of how he felt. And in time, people, because Skip Bayless is so frequently wrong, it makes you look like a genius to be against him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I know about that.
They need Mom to be against him.
What would you say? What do you got to say against the Cowboys? How's Dak Prescott going to do this year?
I don't know.
Now, a buddy of mine from Kansas City area, he called Patrick Mahomes being like an all-time great before like anything.
Really?
When he got drafted, he called me up drunk on Xbox. He's like, yeah, Chiefs, they got Patrick Mahomes, man. You could wait and see. They're going to win Super Bowls, and he's going to be MVP. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I didn't even heard of this guy, like Patrick Mahomes. Well, hadn't heard about him myself. Cool. But he did have an epic game against Baker Mayfield in college. They threw like 500 yards apiece, and it was crazy and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, he's put money down on a KU graduate. Well, not graduate. I think he played 1 year at KU. Grady Dick. To be the NBA Rookie of the Year.
Okay, cool. Let's see if he is.
It's a long shot. I think he put 100 down and he's got 3,000 if he wins. I think that's the odds, or it's 3,600 or something. But the point is, there's two guys in the NBA that really look like the Rookie of the Year candidates. You got Victor Wembanyama, super tall guy, Spurs. And then you have his domestic counterpart in Oklahoma City.
That young guy, what's his name?
Yeah, I forgot his name also.
Uh-oh.
I think it might be Frank. I don't know. Anyways, I forgot his name, but he's shorter, and he was injured last year, so this counts as his rookie year.
Cool.
But hey, you know what? Grady Dick does it. Big payoff.
Yeah, we should have good basketball season, good football season.
Do you remember baseball or hockey?
Well, baseball is on right now.
Yep. Who's winning in baseball?
I have no idea. I'm not a big baseball fan.
Maybe
I like
you need
baseball.
To be the sports gal.
Maybe that's my new pastime. Maybe I need to learn it. I know I have friends and lots of people that really like sports. You know, I watch them, but I'm not Miss Sport Lady.
You watch them?
I watch sports with you guys.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll talk more about sports when football gets here.
Okay. Hey, you want my quote?
Oh, goodness sake. Fine.
Okay. I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it.
I don't. Is this from a movie? Is this a quote from a movie?
No, I don't think so.
Is this a comedian? This sounds like a woman.
Nope.
This is a person that's alive?
No.
They're long dead. Mm-hmm. And it's somebody, you try to pick people I maybe mention on occasion.
Okay, look at me. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm giving you a hint. You didn't even see it. I've had a perfectly wonderful, evening, but this wasn't it.
Burns? Is what? His name's Burns, right? Is it,
no.
Somebody with a scar here.
He walks like this.
And he walks like this. Is this Groucho Marx?
Yeah, styling. Gosh.
Couldn't tell what you're... Okay, do you understand that this is an audio medium here? The people can't see you making...
I know, but you can see me. I was cheating. I was giving you a hint by making your... You know how Groucho Marx does that, like, cigar thing?
It looked so weird the way you're... I thought it was maybe a mustache twirl. I wasn't sure what was happening there. Yeah, let's...
Anyway... Bye-bye now.
Was that weird enough or what?
It was pretty weird.